Hey there, welcome to the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast. Do you wish you could find a sustainable way to get healthy and not feel overwhelmed in the process? Do you find yourself up late at night scouring Pinterest for meal prep ideas and quick workouts? Do you wake up with big ambitious goals only to feel stressed out and disappointed when you fall back in your old habits, drive through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru for the second time this week, all while the fresh produce you just bought goes bad? Hey, I'm Rebecca. I too am a working mom of two littles and self-proclaimed hot mess mom. All my life, I've struggled with trying to maintain a healthy weight and feel good in my skin. I could add yo-yo dieter to my resume. After I packed on 50 plus pounds with two pregnancies, I decided to change for good. I wanted to stop obsessing about food, stay consistent, and set a good, healthy example for my kids. But I kept telling myself that I didn't have the time, the energy, or accountability to stay on track. Until I changed my mindset and created One Healthy Habit at a Time. In this podcast, you will find simple, actionable steps so you can create a healthy lifestyle and get relief from the overwhelm. Spray that dry shampoo, grab your iced coffee, turn up the volume, and let's get healthy. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. Thank you so much for tuning in another week. I'm so grateful that you are here with me. We are in the middle to end of September here, and my birthday is coming up if you've been tuning into my Fit at 40. So I'm getting super excited for that. This past weekend, I actually got my wrist tattooed with Choose Joy, which I have been talking about on this podcast and just in my life in general for a very long time. And it's just a reminder to choose joy, which I think we all need that reminder. And so I needed it so much so that I put it on my body forever. So there's that. I hope you guys are all in the swing of things with being back to school and things are starting to become a new routine, kind of getting away from that more relaxed summer schedule. If you had a more relaxed summer schedule, I don't know that I can say we did, but if you did, I hope that you are back now settling into your fall, back to school, activities, all that good stuff and crazy stuff. But today, what I wanted to do is talk to you about something that's really, really important. And I wanted to bring this to the podcast because in a lot of ways, this is kind of what brought it all together for me. Because like I've talked to you on other episodes, like, you know, if you know me personally, if you've listened to some of these past episodes, I think a lot of us get fixated on the number on the scale, right? I know I do. I know a lot of people in my life who do. And I know based on the books that I've read, doctors that I've spoken with, just doing my own homework and research, really diving into a lot of health stuff. Now, I'm not a doctor, right? I'm not claiming to be a doctor. I cannot prescribe. I cannot tell you what to do. But based upon everything that I've learned and how I've kind of guided everything that I do in my life, I think that what we should be focusing on, and it has nothing to do with the number on the scale, is called metabolic health. And this might be like, oh God, what is she going to talk about? She's totally geeking out. What is going on here? But it's something really serious. And it's something, like I said, I want to talk to you guys about today because I don't know that a lot of people understand it or know what it is, or even if it's something they should be worried about. And after really diving into some of like the stats, I think you'll find them a little shocking. So North Carolina study found that only 12% of people are metabolically healthy, which is very low. And as the study showed and is telling us, it's very alarming for public health. And I'll get into why in a little bit. The American Heart Association says that one out of every six people have metabolic syndrome. And that is basically when you have all these criteria that mean that you're not metabolically healthy. It's the opposite of that. And I'm going to get into all the things that kind of are the criteria about around being metabolically healthy or metabolically unhealthy. So the first one is if you are a woman having a waistline of 35 inches or more, and it's 40 inches for men, having a fasting glucose above 100 milligrams per deciliter, and that's something that you can have done on your labs that most doctors do run those tests. So when you have a fasting blood panel done, it'll be the glucose number on that test. And again, not a doctor, not claiming to be, but this knowledge is pretty much out there. I just don't think a lot of people understand it or know it. So I wanted to bring it to you guys today, like I said, because I get fixated on the scale and now I know better. And I really hope that this helps somebody else realize that there's so many more things that we need to be focused on other than the number on the scale. All right. So we have the waistline numbers. We have the fasting glucose above 100 is not good. HDL cholesterol less than 40. So how I've always thought of cholesterol is you had the cholesterol total number, and then you had the LDL, which I've always just put this analogy to it. The L stands for lousy, so it's lousy cholesterol. The LDL is the bad cholesterol, and the HDL is the good cholesterol. So having an LDL less than 40 puts you into this criteria of not being metabolically healthy. So when you have high good cholesterol, that's going to protect you against heart attacks and help clean out that bad LDL, from what I understand. Again, not a doctor. I'm going to say that a billion times because I don't want anyone thinking that I'm like some expert. But based upon everything I know, this is kind of the guidelines and the criteria for metabolic health. Having triglycerides above 150. So triglycerides is just the number measuring how much fat is kind of circulating in your body. And an excess of that is obviously what's going to clog up your arteries. Again, triglycerides are a number that will be on a regular blood panel that you'll have, maybe for your annual labs. So something to take a look at. And lastly, high blood pressure. So all the things that I kind of found on it, it says 130 over 85 or higher. So looking at all of those numbers is a lot different than stepping on the scale in the morning and seeing that number right there, because that doesn't tell us that much, really, because you can be whatever number in your mind says you're healthy, and then all of these other things can be out of whack. So I really just want to bring it back to, let's focus on health and how we can really get optimal health, even if it's going to like be a baby step approach, right? It's not like all of these numbers can change overnight. It's not. It's about healthy habits, lifestyle change, and incorporating one step at a time. But let's focus on these types of things, because being metabolically unhealthy is basically like the baseline for almost all the horrible diseases out there today. And it's the underlying thing. So worrying about keeping our waistline under 35 if we're a woman, under 40 for men. Fasting glucose above 100 is not good, so we want to see it under 100. Keeping our good cholesterol higher than 40. Triglycerides over 150 are bad, so we want to keep those under 150. And we want to keep our blood pressure under 130 over 85. So again, it's not something that I'm sitting here telling you this is what you have to do, but this is out there, out in the world, where it says if you are metabolically healthy, you have a much better chance against not getting some of these chronic diseases. And for me, I'm completely focused on my overall health and longevity as opposed to the number on the scale. Like I shared with you a couple episodes back, I do not weigh what a typical, what you would see on a scale of what a 5 foot tall person should weigh. I don't. But when I go to my doctors and I have my annual labs on, these are the conversations that I'm having. These are the conversations that I'm worried about, that I'm focusing on, because those numbers are going to drive the rest of it. If those numbers get out of whack, that's when I'm really going to be in trouble. At least that's how I look at it, because I know that if I can control these things and I can really work on dietary, lifestyle, health changes, that I'm going to be in a much better spot. And I think this is a great message just for anyone out there listening who just beats themselves up with a number on the scale. I would just implore you to just take a couple minutes, take a deep breath, jump off that scale, burn the scale, throw it out the window, throw it out of a driving car, whatever you have to do, and really focus on these things. Because at the end of the day, if you're focusing on just weight loss only, it's only going to get you so far, because there's plenty of people that are the quote unquote perfect weight that have all of these things out of whack. And yes, from the scale number, I may be carrying an extra 10 pounds. But when you look at my metabolic panel and I sit with my doctor and we go through those numbers, I'm on track for what I need to do to be within parameters of being metabolically healthy. And that makes me feel so much better than if I saw the 110 on the scale that I've always wanted to see and all of these numbers be out of whack. So I wanted to do this episode because I think there's a lot of vanity stuff out there, right? There's a lot of vanity numbers and we all consume ourselves with those things. But at the end of the day, if you're listening to this, you're invested in your health to some degree, whether it's, you know, thinking about losing weight, whether it's about just being more active, whether it's about just trying to see what step you can take today to get better, right? I would say just go make an appointment with your doctor and go through these numbers and really get a gauge of where you are and throw out the scale, because the scale, can really mess with your head. And I've talked about that so much on this podcast too, because I know what it's done for me in the past. I know what it does now. And it's like the angel devil thing. It's like, even though you know better, you still let it drive your emotions. And then it's really this vicious cycle of overeating, beating yourself with exercise, thinking you can like run away your calories and all of this stuff that doesn't really work long term. So I would hope today that this episode could share some light on some things that you can focus on as opposed to the number on the scale, because ultimately, if we focus on these things, I believe women in general can become healthier, we can live longer, we can have less chronic disease. And again, I am not a doctor at all, but I would hope that you could bring these conversations to your doctor, have an open conversation about these numbers, research metabolic health on your own, buy some books, listen to different doctors. There's tons of podcasts on metabolic health out there with, you know, PhDs and MDs and doctors and all different types of people that have so much more knowledge than I do. But for me, as a starting point, when I started diving into all of the things about overall health and how I can like live the longest, healthiest life I could, everything circles back to how your metabolic health is. It just does. And the term metabolism gets thrown around a lot, but I don't know that we all hear metabolic, if you're metabolically healthy. I talk about it, I think about it a lot, and it's really what drives me every single day. It's the underlying things that I look to target to make sure that what I'm doing is getting me to my end goal of being 85 years old, being able to go play tennis or golf or go for walks and not be, for whatever I can control, not be handcuffed to not being able to live, if that makes any sense. So I hope that you found something in this episode helpful, and I would just have you explore this world of metabolic health, explore focusing on those things, throwing the scale away, like I've said in the episode like 10 times, crushing it with a hammer, whatever you wish. But at the end of the day, I just want you guys to realize that you deserve health. And if we focus on these things, you will become more healthy. If you take each step, each day at a time, work with your doctor, work with health professionals, health coaches, accountability partners, whatever you have as a team that can help you, just take one step. And if the step today is just making that call to your doctor and getting your labs, exploring, researching metabolic health on your own and seeing what you can do to affect the change in yourself with these numbers, I think the world will be a much better, healthier place. And that is what I'm striving for with this podcast, teaching moms that you deserve to be healthy, that you can take time for yourself, and that you can have health and feel good. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this episode was valuable to you, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. If you love this episode, please leave me an iTunes review. It would mean the world to me, and it would help me get the word out about helping other moms reclaim their health. Thank you so much.